Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I've got Lauren, Chris, and Bob. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey. How's everyone today?
No complaints. Yeah. Welcome back, Lauren.
Yay.
Yes. It's good to have you back. We still don't have Steve. And actually, we should have him next time.
That's good. He's still gallivanting across the Parisian countryside.
Yeah.
Has he bought like skinny jeans yet and a man scarf?
No.
Wait, that's an image, huh?
Yeah, I actually did see that, and no, I don't.
What's his name? Clark Griswold in European Vacation.
Oh yeah, the berets.
The berets. It's awesome. Awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got one of those. He should get one for Amber and Brooke.
Do they really sell berets? Sell berets to stupid American tourists? Hello. Would you like a beret with your name on it?
Rusty.
Well, it's kind of like it's really like mouse ears, you know. I mean, where else are you gonna wear something like that? Right?
I've seen people with berets. I saw a girl, she had a raspberry beret. She walked in through the outdoor.
At the Five and Dime?
I hate Prince. I do.
And yet, here you are quoting.
I know. Here you are.
Well, that's the only one I know. I do. I hate Prince. I hate his little pants.
And I bet you know more than just that one.
I'd probably.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've got that out of the way, our topic today, we're just going to get into the news. We're going to get into some Disney news, some recent events, and it's good. What is up with people?
You know, it's not often that we get like three major stories of just rampant stupidity in a row.
Yeah.
Usually we have to wait a whole year for that many. They certainly never happen like in a span of like a day or two.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's kick it off. Chris, what happened?
Okay, so just the other night, apparently they had to evacuate Toontown because there was a large explosion. And I guess there was some dry ice in a plastic soda bottle.
This is Disneyland, just to clarify.
Disneyland, thank you very much. Yeah, because we don't have a Toontown in Walt Disney World anymore. I'm still bitter about it. So they had to evacuate it. And what happened was a cast member was the one who set off the explosion. It was a practical joke. So,
he's
in jail.
On $1 million bond, too. So let that be a lesson. Yeah, so, and of course the family is coming to his defense, and he's a good kid. And he may very well be.
Oh, how old was he? Was he just a kid? Oh, God.
He was 22.
Well, no, 22. You're not a kid at that point.
Well, that's true.
And here's the thing. I mean, maybe he likely underestimated what would happen. I'm sure he didn't intend to incite a panic. I don't know what he thought would happen. Maybe he thought it would just fizzle and make a loud bang, and who knows?
Don't you think $1 million bond is a bit high, considering that somebody can commit a violent act against a child, and it's like $500,000, or you know? I mean, please.
Yeah, I did think that, but I think the way it's being looked at right now is it's inciting panic and inciting terrorism.
It's the unknown.
Right. Now, the charge will probably ultimately be dropped down, and I don't think he'll do any serious jail time or anything for something like this. But not smart, definitely.
No.
And the last thing I'm sure Disney wanted, you know, to happen is something like that, and then for it to be a cast member on top of that.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be welcomed back with open arms.
No, chances are he will find himself out of a job. And they're probably not going to be writing a letter of recommendation to him. So.
Why not? It's kind of depressing to think that you do one really stupid thing and mess up that bad.
Yeah. It's going to follow him forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was dumb, but luckily there were no injuries and people were escorted out calmly and quickly and safely, and it really wasn't anything serious. I mean, it wasn't a bomb. It wasn't.
But it is scary.
It is, and it goes to show how I suppose how easily
quickly
yeah something
yeah.
can go awry.
And, you know, at least Toontown isn't that huge. You know, yeah. they didn't have to empty the whole park. They just emptied that area. And, you know, people just continued on with their day.
That could be, I mean, God forbid, that could really be bad on so many levels.
Yeah.
I mean, God forbid somebody actually was able to pull something off like that.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you think about it.
Well, unfortunately, it will have some people thinking of what they can pull off.
So I know.
I think we're going to see some definite changes in security.
Well, and I think you're going to see changes in security potentially after what happened at Animal Kingdom.
What happened at Animal Kingdom?
Well, just a couple days ago, a woman was getting onto the dinosaur attraction with her grandson when she goes to sit down and finds a handgun on the seat. And she did the responsible thing, of course, and turned it into a cast member who called her manager. And long story short, they tracked down the gun to another guest who was in the park and who had brought it to the park. He did have a concealed carry permit, and he did not know that it was unlawful to bring a concealed weapon or a weapon, I should say, at all, into the parks. And unfortunately, it fell out of his pants pocket when he was on the ride.
Real responsible.
First of all, as a gun owner, you should know not to carry a weapon in your pants pocket.
Right.
Second of all, why are you bringing a loaded gun to a theme park?
And he didn't just have a loaded gun. He had hollow point bullets, which are designed to pierce through body armor. And to me, the only
people I didn't know that.
Right. No, he had hollow points. And so the only people – see, I learned something when I was an MP. The only person the only people who should have those are cops, and the only other people who want those are thugs, basically.
Well,
yeah.
And again, this goes down as the as someone clearly not thinking, and I'm being nice when I say, sir, you're an idiot.
Right, he's absolutely an idiot.
But the fact that he actually said or told Disney or the police when they questioned him that he didn't realize that Disney banned him from bringing weapons onto property. Because a lot of some gun owners don't understand, well, if I have a concealed carry permit, why
right.
can't I carry my gun anywhere? Well, as a private business, they have the right to say you can't bring in weapons, and obviously that does make sense for a family park. But I mean, you honestly need to be told not to bring a weapon to the theme park, and thank goodness that it was an adult who found that gun.
Oh my God!
And the possibilities are scary.
Right. I mean, a child could have picked it up and shot himself, shot someone else, thought it was a toy. It really is scary. It could have
you
been.
You have to just
much
like the sloppy handling of that weapon to me is just beyond. It's like you go to the trouble to get a concealed permit, right? And then you're not even going to put it in a holster.
Well, hopefully
really?
his permit gets revoked because he doesn't know how to handle a gun.
Well, you know what? I don't know that they have that kind of oversight, though. He wasn't charged with anything, so why would they revoke his permit? They're not going to revoke his permit for being stupid.
They should. There should be a stupid law.
Right.
Yeah, well, there should be.
You know what? My thought on this is that Disney, I really think, needs to change its policies. And as much as I hate to say it, I think Disney needs to put in more security.
I think you need metal detectors.
The thing, because they do.
Because that is scary.
Right. I mean, they do the bag checks. But he had it in his pants pocket. So
not many people don't carry their guns in their bags. They usually
Who puts their gun in their handbag?
You know.
Well, at least once a year.
I always carry it at least in my little duffel bag.
Right.
You know.
I thought you put it. I thought you had like an ankle holster.
I have that too.
I've got you all beat. I carry a stuffed Duffy. And he's actually cut up the back, and that's where I keep him. So it looks like an innocent toy.
You know, next time you're going through the gates and I stuff a bear in your bag and you get a...
That's right.
Do you know what I think is interesting? Like, if you're a police officer, a lot of police officers are required to carry an off-duty weapon, right? And so when you think about it, for them it's kind of a pain because if they go to Disney World, well, I mean, they're kind of like not allowed to carry that weapon, right? I guess they leave it in the car or whatever. They probably sneak it in because they're smart and they don't leave their weapons on Dinosaur. But, you know, it would be it seems to me that they should make an exception for law enforcement in those positions. But at the same time, I agree with Lauren. I should think they should have metal detectors. And it could probably be done subtly. I'm sure the problem is you're going to have problems with metal detectors going off because who's not been in the airport and had a metal detector go off once in a while on them and they have nothing on their person that's, you know,
yeah,
metal.
It's a flawed machine.
And just imagine, as crowded as the parks get, just during regular times of year, at weekends and things, people who have metal parts in their body, people who forget to take out their keys, people who leave change in their pockets, people have pins on because they trade pins. It's going to be a nightmare of epic proportions.
But see, a metal detector's not going to go off. Well,
It will definitely.
I go through
metal detectors, or at least a hand scanner every day when I go to these hearings. And
do you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get pat down. That would be a perfect job for someone like you, Bob.
Well, it's always been my life goal to
be the guy that pats people down.
Yes, absolutely.
A professional
frisker. Yeah. Can't you just see me? I'm a little naughty that way.
Bob being a professional. I think he'd enjoy it, though.
Yeah, he probably would. That's what you needed when you were single. Hug me.
Man, I'm going to have to pat you down.
But she won't be blonde.
Right. Probably not. Well, oh gosh. But yeah, so it's unfortunate that this happens. I mean, at least once a year, typically. It hasn't happened in a while, but it seems like once a year you do get the innocent person who does leave a weapon in their bag, a hunting knife or a gun. I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a grandmother who had a gun in her purse, and she completely forgot that it was in there, and they caught it when she went through bag check. And why would you submit yourself to a bag check knowing you had a weapon in the bag?
You know
right?
what? It just goes to a bigger issue that there are way too many handguns in this country with people who don't know what they're doing with them.
Right. Yeah. And it's just I'm glad it wasn't a serious situation or more serious situation. I'm glad nobody got hurt. It was handled properly. But if you're an adult and you need to be told, hey, don't bring a handgun to a place where there's lots of kids and people.
You're not smart enough to have a concealed weapon.
You know what? And it's still not even that. It's the fact that not that he brought it in. But the fact that he put it in his pocket, let it fall out, and anything
wasn't even
could have
aware
happened.
Of it.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. How do you not notice that missing out of your pocket?
Yeah. Like, what? And you know what?
It's not like it's a little piece of jewelry. I mean,
no, and it's not even like it was a .22, right? It probably was a larger handgun because of the type of bullets he had. So you have to figure it's bigger than your hand,
bigger than your cell phone.
Yeah, a lot bigger than your cell phone. It probably weighs, you know, quite a bit. So
wouldn't that be an interesting conversation to have at guest services? Yes, sir. Hey, can I help you? Yeah, yeah. I've lost an item in the park. Oh, sure. A wallet, a cell phone, video camera.
No, my automatic weapon.
Not exactly.
My firearm.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oopsie. So, I don't think he got banned. I don't think he got arrested. I think he got lectured. And
do you know what he should have been? He should have been putting on those stocks in Liberty Square and people make fun of him.
With rotten fruits and vegetables.
And no sunblock.
Nice.
Why don't you just cover him in honey and unleash fire ants on him?
You know what? The sunblock comment is worse for Chris because she is so into sunscreen.
I am. Do you know what? I read this thing online the other day that said in France you can get all this special sunblock that's not FDA approved here, but it's better for you than what you can. And I actually considered sending Steve an email and going, I'll PayPal you. Go to this drugstore and get me this sunblock. But then I realized that was not very nice. Somebody who's busy to go get me some, you know, off Yeah, some special
like
stuff.
SPF
some black
800.
Market. Yeah, well, it's apparently really good. You can't get it over here. They won't
but
even.
Didn't they
can't
say,
even
sh- since we're on this little tangent, I'm going to go with it. Didn't they say that anything over SPF 50 or 55 is pointless, and so you can't really say, you can't say SPF 50 or 60, 70, 80. You
it's
have to
apparently,
max out.
It's apparently the chemicals. So they're like special chemicals that are approved over in Europe, but they haven't gone through FDA approval here. And it's just a lengthier process, even though they've been around for years over there and they're perfectly safe. And I was sitting there thinking, how can I get those? Oh, Steve's in France.
Oui, oui.
But yeah, I wouldn't ask him to go to the drugstore for little old me.
Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge.
I hear it.
Steve, we know you're editing this.
Get me some sunblock. You see how pale I am? Come on.
That's very dangerous.
Oh, well, you know what sunblock is also good for is when you're stealing a golf cart.
Oh, absolutely. I can't steal a golf cart without sunblock. I don't want to burn.
Well, Bob, well, why would you bring up such a story?
Well, it's funny. I do have a method to my madness.
Nice segue.
Yeah, I thought so.
Was it a segue or a golf cart?
Sorry.
All right, keep the day job. So
this is so, my day job.
Well, find a new day job. I don't know. So again, continuing with this trend of dumb people in the this week in Disney news, two gentlemen were charged with theft in Florida after taking an unauthorized joyride in a golf cart through. Where was it again?
It was from Epcot, and they said they were caught on the boardwalk. But right. So, does that mean they left Epcot in the golf cart and went out on the
International boardwalk? Gateway and went out onto the boardwalk? How'd they get through the turnstiles or?
Somebody had to open a gate for them.
I saw their pictures, and they looked really intoxicated.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that might have been my husband and his cousin.
Exactly.
That always happens with a story like this, where the newscaster will say, you know, they'll go through the whole story, and then right at the end, when they focus back on the anchor, they'll say, police suspect that alcohol may have played a part.
May have.
Really?
Really? Sober person would totally do.
So guess what, folks? Yes, while sunscreen is recommended if you're going to steal a golf cart from a major theme park and drive
anything,
it,
really.
Yeah, that is considered grand theft. Which is a felony in the state of Florida and in most other states. consider that some free legal advice. So that is a big no-no. That earned them a lovely trip to the county jail and a couple of charges.
Were they driven in a golf cart?
That would be ironic. That would probably take too long. And going around I-4 on a golf cart. That'd be pretty dangerous, but
just checking.
Yeah, but yeah. So again, being intoxicated is also not a defense. So
I wonder if they were drinking around the world. Like by the time they got to say Morocco, did that make sense? You know, like hey, let's steal a golf cart.
I mean, I'm sure they thought that they were just having fun, just like the person who brought in the gun and didn't realize that there was a problem. I'm sure they thought, well, Disney's going to think it's one big joke and they're not going to care. Well, yeah, they do.
Disney has a very low sense of humor in
yes,
a lot of
they
cases.
No
they really do.
Yeah.
I mean, they really
should.
Do.
I mean, they have so many people's lives in their hand that go through those parks every day, and you're dealing with small children.
Yeah. And I do have to say, like, back to the gun issue. What if you had someone carrying a weapon, maybe not in the best of moods, it's hot out, and somebody cuts in line. You know, you've seen fights escalate in the parks. I mean, I'd rather not have people be armed.
And what if he goes on a roller coaster, it falls out of his pocket, and
goes
and
off.
It discharges, yes.
Or what if he smuggles a gun into the park because he doesn't realize that you're not supposed to, gets drunk in Epcot, and steals a golf cart, and goes riding through the boardwalk shooting people up.
And that could happen. Now, that was a great way to tie all the stories together.
Oh. Well, no, I well, and then as he's passing a trash can on his way through a shooting spree, he tosses in a soda bottle full of dry ice. Here's what's curious about dry ice. Don't you have to transport dry ice like in a cooler?
I would think so.
Right? I mean, you can't
you
just
have to
handle
put
it
in a container.
You can't just put it in your pocket or something.
I can't believe that was not an intentional thing.
Oh, of course it was.
No, I'm sure it was intentional, but I don't think he expected it to be like a loud boom.
Just a small.
And you can bring lunch boxes and coolers and put them in a locker, so
that's probably going to stop now, too.
What, those poor cast
what
members.
Is the, Bob, like, what would be, like, would you have to have intent? Or would this be like the kind of crime where it doesn't matter if you did it? You're guilty. I guess it would be if you did it, you're guilty, right? There's
those people were scared.
And even if it is, even if it does require, even if it's not a strict liability crime, Chris, where you do it, you're guilty. I think you can establish intent by bringing in the dry ice, you know, getting a hold of dry ice, because I don't think you can go down to your local Walmart and get it.
Oh, you can. You can buy it. Yeah. It's for sale. Yeah.
Well, the fact that he had to purchase it, bring it in some kind of a container.
You had to smuggle it in.
You know, bring it in a certain container, put it into a soda bottle, and then put it in a trash can. So there's definitely intent. I mean, even if his intent wasn't, it's
even
not.
Even if he didn't realize what was going to happen or whatever.
The requirement for the intent isn't, you know, there has to be a big boom or people have to get scared. The intent is satisfied when he did all that stuff. So he's, I don't know. So the second guy, the guy with the gun, probably lucked out. The guys in the golf cart, yeah, they're looking at felony charges. Again, I don't
see
them.
That's so stupid. I wonder if they're not even local.
Can I tell you, I actually think the guys in the golf cart did less harm.
Than the guy with the handgun, you mean? The guy with the handgun. Yes, the guy with the handgun. Smack upside the head.
Okay, so let's rank them.
The bombing thingy.
I don't know all the facts around that. I can't say that he did the worst thing.
No, I think handgun is the worst because
the potential.
The fear.
But it didn't cause any kind of mayhem. Because
the fear itself,
I
think, you know, the people that were in that area knew about it.
Well, I think that's a number two.
Yeah, I bet people were pretty scared. When you think about it, you're there with your kids and everything. And Toontown's full of little kids. I mean, hello.
And think about what just happened in Boston.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
are you not mentally going there when you hear an explosion went off in Disneyland?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing. I would be out of there in like 10 seconds flat.
Yeah, I would have been really scared. Then I would have gotten my weapon with my hollow point bullets out.
You know, the fear is there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But
I don't know. If I had to rank them, I'd say handgun, dry ice, cast member, and then drunk guys on the golf cart. You're all losers in my book.
Yeah, so. I mean, I agree with you, Bob. So, I think the handgun thing was the scariest. It was so unnecessary. I mean, come on, it's a theme park. You don't need a handgun.
You don't need a handgun. You don't need a hunting knife. You don't need a bow and arrow. You don't need your nunchucks. You don't need your bow and arrow.
Wait a minute.
Is it possible that this guy, and I'm just curious what you guys think of this, was hired by Disney and was undercover?
And was God, Lauren, you're like the queen of conspiracy theories.
The guy with the gun.
See whether they would.
Because how do you?
Catch him?
If Disney has people that are undercover.
No, but they have shoppers. They don't have mystery gunmen.
I don't mean that he was a gunman.
You mean was he undercover
to protect
other people? But he would have a holster.
Yeah,
he would have a jacket and a holster. True. He would,
or at least
right.
a pair of pants on an ankle holster. Right? I mean,
go with his black socks and sandals.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then he'd have to wear long pants.
I mean, the people
I don't
who
think
are the
so.
Most safe with weapons.
Theory.
People who are the most safe with weapons are police officers. You'd never get a police officer doing something stupid like that.
And, you know, Lauren, going off your theory, I don't think that particular person, if he did exist, would be riding rides. I think he'd be walking around looking for.
Yeah.
A ruckus.
He'd be leaving his gun on dinosaur for a small child. Mm-mm. That is.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? Thank you for letting us know. Thank you for letting us into your head, though, Lauren. I'm sure I'll enjoy staying with you next month while you're like, I'm going to keep sleep with one eye open. Staying with paranoid Lauren. If I disappear, you know why.
Well, oh, that, we could mess with her.
But let that be a lesson to anybody. I mean, seriously, if you know, think twice, really.
There's,
I mean,
no, bring it in.
There's before doing any of this stuff, think about your
actions.
Even
a pocket knife. You don't even need a pocket knife in the park.
I mean, one bad decision could have life-altering consequences.
Okay.
Even if, yeah.
Let's think about this.
Okay.
We you know, Bob and I, you and I know some people who've banned from Disney. What's the worst thing have you ever done anything in a Disney park to get banned? You've never carried a weapon in. Have you ever gotten mad at somebody in line? I mean, because, you know, I saw some people get really nasty with each other in line. Like, it was back in, I think, October. Like, these two guys really got into it. And I'm like, you know.
What was the issue?
I don't really know. We were all in line. And these two guys really got into it. And, you know, no one was necessary to break them up. Their wives kind of were like, hey. But they got kind of nasty with each other. And that's not the first time I've seen people, you know, have issues. And I think people get hot. They're spending a ton of money. They get really frustrated. You can see how somebody does something stupid and can get in trouble in the parks.
Absolutely.
Because don't you, as a Disney fan, have a, like, secret fear that you're going to do something stupid and get banned for life?
No.
It has never crossed my mind.
Really?
I am fairly certain that my husband may not be allowed in there anymore.
Why?
But I think it was intentional.
What did he do?
Him and his cousins got bombed one night, and they actually got they were in Epcot, and they actually they would not serve them.
Oh,
they
what,
were
was
that
this
drunk that they actually said no more alcohol for you.
When was this?
This was a couple years ago. This was probably like 2 or 3 years ago, but it was the funniest thing. And they kept saying, "There's going to be signs up next time we try to come in."
That's so drunk. Probably every weekend, and certainly.
I mean, but they weren't bad. They were just bombed.
Fine. Yeah,
we lost one of them.
They get their share of that. Heck, I had a friend who got so drunk years ago when Pleasure Island was still open. We're sitting in the Comedy Warehouse before the show, and she fell off her stool. She couldn't sit up anymore. They actually had to wheel her out on a wheelchair, and we had to leave. So,
wow.
Yeah, she was pretty intoxicated. And they kept serving her. I mean, she was intoxicated at the time when they kept serving her. But that's neither here nor there. But, no, I mean, do I have a fear that I'm going to do something dumb to get kicked out of a Disney park? No. I mean, could I see the possibilities? Yeah, I mean, with other people, yeah, because people put such an emphasis on drinking, for one thing. Mm-hmm. Let's drink around the world like it's some sort of a great achievement, like you're going to earn a free,
I know, right?
Three like, night stay or something.
We're going to eat around the world on our trip, right?
Yeah, like any idiot can't drink around the world, and yes, we will eat around the world, which is actually an accomplishment.
But
going to be so fat after this trip.
I have seen arguments and people pushing and shoving one another. And that, I mean, even that could be considered a battery and get you arrested, and then you've got, you know, criminal charges to worry about.
Okay, honestly, one time this man was really rude to me in line, and I did say something really not very nice to him. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about it later.
That bad?
That was really bad. He was rude to me.
And we'll be taking guests from listeners. You can submit via email what four-letter expletive.
No, seriously. So I'm waiting in line to get in, and he just got in front of me and my gigantic stroller, and I said, no, go ahead. You're going to go anyway. And he said some nasty words to me right in front of my children.
Hmm.
So I...
But, I mean, but see, none of that really escalates to the banning.
But he seemed... You know what, though, Bob? It was so odd. Like, I was sort of like thinking, You know, I'm like the most innocuous looking housewife with two small children. And this guy was like spoiling for a fight. I mean, he really was. And I was really shocked at how like I just was like, go, you can go ahead of me. And he just started like immediately on me. And I was like, whoa, you know, let's get away from this guy. I had my Mouse Chat shirt on that day too, so I didn't want to like besmirch the.
That's true.
I was wearing it.
Yeah, I'd be in the photos. You're laying there on the ground, and yeah, Mouse Chat.
No, my money would be on Chris to take the guy down. Just
you know what?
From experience,
Chris can take anyone down with her words. I can tell you that much.
Well, no, I. You know me. Yeah, I'm so sweet.
And failing that, he'll kick you in the head. You know, but if nothing else, I think all of these things, unfortunately, I mean, what happened at Disney could happen at any theme park. It's not Disney. It's not a fault of Disney, because this stuff could have happened at SeaWorld, Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Busch Gardens, Legoland. I mean, it could happen anywhere, but it just goes to show, I guess you never really know. I mean, you never really know about the person standing in line, you know, next to you, and I don't know. But you can't think that way, you know.
And I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to possibly get kicked out and banned from the parks.
If it look,
bring it in sprinkles,
Chris. I you know, you asked a little while ago, do I ever worry about doing something that would get me kicked out? There is one thing. I honestly think that one day I will go off on that Duffy Bear. If they do not take him out of the parks.
Aww.
Something's going to happen with me and Duffy.
And I found it kind of funny because I was processing some paperwork. Chris, didn't you just book someone with the last name Duffy?
I did.
I had to giggle.
That is too funny. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, I'm surprised that you didn't, you know, quiver when you typed that in.
I know, right? Seriously. Yeah. That stupid bear.
But no, I mean, I honestly... yeah, that would be about the only thing. You know, on a really hot day, it's like August, I'm tired, my legs hurt, you know, I just, and that bear's smiling and waving, and, you know, you dumb bear, you don't even have a backstory that makes sense. And then, you know, I go up to him and, you know, knee him in the groin or something, and that would probably be good for a banning.
Yeah, kicking Duffy in the groin is pretty much going to do it.
In front of a bunch of
people. That'll get you out.
Yeah.
Especially since Duffy has probably a little 5 foot tall girl in there.
Right. But yeah, that would be about the only thing. I mean, I don't worry about getting drunk around the world because I would never make it.
Oh no, me neither. I wouldn't make it to America.
So.
2-3, I'd be done.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't make it past Mexico.
We're such lightweights.
It's really sad.
It's for an interesting Mouse Chat.
And you know what? Steve is too. What did Steve have, like a drink and a half at that Epcot thing? And he was...
Wait, am I going to have to carry all you people while we're there?
You can get a cart. No, Lisa will keep an eye on everybody.
I will keep you guys all.
That's what she does.
Isn't that Saturday night's event at our Mouse Chat weekend? Isn't it Drink Around the World at Epcot?
For the Mouse Chat event?
Lisa, you didn't get that memo, did you?
Yeah, I didn't.
We CC'd you, honest.
Yeah, Saturday morning is the scavenger hunt, and then, you know, the
walk for beverages in Epcot.
Well, but you know what? Somebody's got to watch the children that day.
There you go.
So, you know, you can't be drunk and watch your kids, Lisa. So you're getting, you know, you don't have to drink that day.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I feel like
I've been given permission.
Exactly.
Plus, you know, you got to be careful with her.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean, I guess like, you know, if you learn nothing else from these three people, it's
don't be stupid.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's it. Do not be. That's what it boils down to.
It really does.
And don't say mean things to Chris Wood while she's waiting in line in front of her children, or her caustic tongue will.
Get you.
Exactly.
It'll get you.
Yeah. That's not
simply
pretty.
Put.
And she was an MP, folks. Remember that. So
right. I learned so much doing
stop,
that.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Exactly. it was such a difficult job. Running radar, reading books. Never mind.
Mm.
You had to be there.
Okay. All right, right here is where we're going to wrap it up for this week's show. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring this podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to mousechat.net or you can go to iTunes. You can download them there to your little heart's content. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on MouseChat. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Nighty-night.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Hey.